Today's share in the Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Dalid Omud Aleph. And we are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, Mirtz Hashem. Today we will continue in Simon Reish Mem Tes, and we are really at Sif Beis, although we still have a couple of Mishnah Berurahs to catch up from Sif Aleph at the end of Sif Dalid. So we'll begin the bottom of Gimel Omud Beis with Sif Katan Dalid. V'hani mili kishu v'chule. So yesterday we spoke out that a person is not allowed to travel on Erev Shabbos a certain distance. So the Mishnah Berurah is quoting over here that this is true, that you're not allowed to travel a distance of three parasos, as if right where you are, everything will be comfortable, so don't take any chances. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the place that you'd be traveling to, even if you travel three parasos, is a stable place, you'll have food over there. This is Lavush's opinion. El Yerabba has additional comments on this. And Sivkot and Hey, Mishnah Berurah says, She'eino makom yishuv batuach. If the place where you're at, however, is not a safe place, so then you have the right to travel even beyond. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Da'amida baderech eino makom batuach. Being in the middle of the road, that's not a safe place to be. D'kol ha'drochem mecheses sakona. All roads are dangerous. And therefore, v'lochein, afilu yeshi motzei do kidei tzorchi Shabbos. Even if he has his meals with him, and he won't have a lack of food for Shabbos, mutlo lisa misham, you're allowed to travel beyond the three parasos, ach yavo l'makom batuach, until you get to a safe place. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav explains that you can travel Kamar Parsos if you're able to send them a notice ahead that you're coming, so they'll have time to prepare for you. He says even in this situation, we call Makum Yizor, even here where they know that you're coming, you should still be careful, Shlo Yisachal Ovo Atzomuch Lerev, that you shouldn't get there right before Shabbos. V'chanal B'Sivkot and Gimel, as we already explained in Sivkot and Gimel, because there's a chance that there'll be troubles in terms of them being violating Shabbos, or you being violating Shabbos, and therefore be, even in that situation, careful not to arrive at the very last moment. Now we can go on to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, also likboa b'erev Shabbos suda u'mishte she'eno rogil b'mechol. A person should not have a meal on Erev Shabbos or any type of a mishte, a party of a meal of a sort that he's not used to having on a weekday. V'afilu hi sudas erusin, and even a suda of erusin, when a person gets the first stage of marriage, in halacha there are two stages of marriage, we normally do them both at the same time, what we call kiddushin or erusin, and nisuin, we have them both at the same time nowadays. In the olden days, they used to separate them by up to a year. They would have the hareyat mekudeshesli, that part of the wedding, the kiddushin or erusin part, and then they would go home with each other. The husband and wife would still go back to their respective houses, and they would only then get married, the full nisuin, up to a year later. But they would make a suda called the sudas erusin. So even if you're going to have the sudas erusin, you shouldn't have this on a Friday, mipnei kavod Shabbos, because it's going to take away from the kavod of Shabbos if you have this big meal on a Friday afternoon. As the Lachaber explains, she'ikonetz l'Shabbos kishu toiv le'achol, because the person should try to go into Shabbos hungry somewhat, shouldn't be starved, because then you're not having onik Shabbos for the first hour or so of Shabbos, because you can't eat till you have to daven, make kiddush, but a person shouldn't go in famished, or he shouldn't go in fully stuffed either. How far back does this extend? The Lachaber says, v'chol hayom b'chalo iser. All day long, you shouldn't even have it in the morning. You shouldn't have a huge suda in the morning because you won't be hungry for Shabbos. You won't have covered Shabbos. Now we have to examine this a lot closer. Mr. Bruce says in Sivkot and Zayin, the Issa b'Gemara, the Gemara tells us, the Ha'isa Mishpacha b'Yushalayim, there once was a family in Yushalayim, Shekava Sudasa b'Erev Shabbos, and they would have big meals on Erev Shabbos, the Nekara, and this family was unfortunately uprooted. Sivkot and Ches, b'Erev Shabbos, the same thing applies to Adin b'Erev Yontiv. Halachas for Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontiv are the same over here, because the Yontiv Nami Mitzvah Le'ango Ulechavdo. Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Pri Megadim that on Yontiv you're also supposed to be Ma'anigit and Mechavidit, to have pleasure, Onik Yontiv and Kovid Yontiv, just like for Shabbos. And therefore, the same din that applies to Friday also applies to Erev Yontiv. Sivkot and Tes, the Mishnah Berurah says Sudas Erusin. What do we mean by that? Pirush. Im Eris Kodem Lachain, if they had Erusin before this Friday, they made the Erusin on Tuesday. Also Lasso Sasuda Berev Shabbos. In this situation, you can't make the Sudas Erusin on Friday. The after Sudas Erusin a mitzvah, because even though the Sudas Erusin is a mitzvah, we call Makom Hoyalo Lakdima, you should have made it on Tuesday when that's when the actual Erusin occurred. Abel and Miras b'Erev Shabbos, but if in fact he said Hareat Mekudeshesli only on Erev Shabbos, the actual Erusin was on Erev Shabbos, so then Mutter Lasos HaSuda, then one would be permitted to go make the Suda on Erev Shabbos. Why? The Kivan de Erusin Sharya be Erev Shabbos Mishum Shalo Yikad Menu Acher. Since halachically speaking, you are allowed to do this mitzvah of Erusin on Erev Shabbos, because if you wait till maybe Sunday to do it, somebody else might hop and grab the bride ahead of you. And therefore, you have the right to go and marry her on Erev Shabbos. Mimela shari hasuda lozeh agam kein. Therefore, the suda that's associated with this erisin, since the erisin was permissible, so too is the suda's erisin. V'chashuva kemo suda smila or pigeon a ben shizmana kavua. And this is no different than a pigeon a ben or a bris mila that comes out on Friday. So of course you have a nice suda for the pigeon a ben or the bris mila. So too, you're allowed to have a nice suda over here for the Sudas Erisin. Likewise, the Chaynim Hayu HaNisuin B'Erev Shabbos. If the actual wedding, the second stage of the marriage, the Chuppah, the Nisuin, actually took place on Erev Shabbos, so to also Mutu Lasos HaSudah Gam Kein. You're certainly permitted to make the Sudas Nisuin that time as well. Chavetz Chaim brings down the Shaar HaTzion Osir Aleph. The Avdal Yerushalmi also Mishum Shein Shayach Bozeh Shalo Yikamenu Acher. I overhear the Yerushalmi brings down. You don't have to be concerned somebody else is going to hop and marry her. Nobody else can. She's married to you. Kiddusha won't be tofus on anybody else. She needs a get if she's going to marry somebody else before she can marry somebody else. Shekvar niskatsha, because she is fully married to you, the first stage of marriage. Nevertheless, mikol makom halo habavli cholik alzeh v'kaim lon kebavli. The Bavli argues with this approach of the Yerushalmi, and we paskin like Bavli usually over Yerushalmi. This is the opinion of the Magen Avraham, and this is also the opinion of Bir Agra lohakel. You can make this through this nisuin on Erev Shabbos. And he says, especially, Ubifrap is manenu, shaminug lekadish bishas nisuin lekul yam mishari. He says, certainly, we do the erisin and kedushin together, so you do have this concern that somebody else will hop and marry her if you don't marry her right away. And since we do the erisin followed almost immediately by the nisuin, it certainly is good. The lo griyam, you see this erisin. This can't be any worse than the sudas erisin, which you'd be allowed to do, so certainly you can make the sudas erisin and nisuin, as the Eishel Avraham writes in Simon Tov Mem Dalet. Mishabur continues and writes, "Umikom makom lechatchila tov v'nachon im efshar lidchos hasuda lemochar or yomacher." The Mishabur still says, however, it is preferable not to make the sudas erisin or nisuin on Friday. If you can push it off to Matzei Shabbos or to Sunday, that would be better. He brings down the Shaar HaTzion Os Yud Beis. Because the El Yerabba says you should try to do this for Tov L'Chachil Elochosh L'Dvarv. Why dispense with the words of the El Yerabba if you possibly can? So if nobody's going to be upset, you did the Erisin, so there's no chance that somebody else will chopper ahead of you, and you can make the suit. Everybody's happy to have the suit on Sunday, so Gizunte, you'd follow this El Yerabba. And he says, this is Afilu B'Eris B'Erev Shabbos. And this case is true, even when the Erisin actually took place on Erev Shabbos. He said, Ariat Mekudeshesli, and everybody's happy to make the suit on Sunday. Nobody will be upset. There'll be no machlokes. So then better to follow the Sel Yerabba and make the suda on Sunday. Dishavut number 7 brings down Mashma Dvarv. It appears from here, Shekol Zehu Besudas Erisin, Avo Besudas Nisuin, and also as Nisuin B'Erev Shabbos, L'chore Mutu Lasos B'Yom, Zeh Af Es HaSuda, Vein Tzorech L'Tchos L'Yom Acher. That which we said over here, you should preferably push it off to Sunday, is only talking about Besudas Erisin. But Besudas Nisuin, you can have on Erev Shabbos, even according to the Yair Rabbah. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "Vidai, you should know the kol zeh besudas erisin. That which we just said is true by the sudas erisin. Avo besudas shosim b'shiduchin shalanu. But what we have the minhag today to make a suda by the vart, an engagement party, which has no halachic significance really, lo hevi tuzet sudas mitzvah. So that's not called a sudas mitzvah. It's a wonderful thing to have an engagement party. A wonderful thing to have a vart." Cain should be the way it should be for all Klal Yisrael, all the people that are needing Shidduchim Shem Yitzhak Shem, have them b'mehera. Nevertheless, that Suda that you make in an engagement party or a Vart, that is not a Suda's mitzvah. Cain Kasev a Primum Godem, Simon Tov Mem Dalet. That's the opinion of the Primum Godem. The issue for number 8 brings down, others disagree. Amnon Lekaman Kasev Shesuda Shosim B'Shidduchim Shalonu Nechshevitz Kutsuda Mitzvah. There are other opinions say it is a Suda's mitzvah. He then brings down Shaar HaTzion. One place says it is a Sudas Mitzvah, another place it's not a Sudas Mitzvah. So we'll leave this Shaila aside. L'halach l'maisa, we should all be Zocha to make this type of a Suda, whether it's a Sudas Mitzvah or not, for those in need of making a Shidduch. Mishnah Berurah conclusion, he says, Ulefize, ein lasosu b'erev Shabbos, afilu nigmar ha-shidduch b'yosu yom. So bottom line is, it's preferable not to have a vart, an engagement party on Erev Shabbos, because that would shter the Sudas Shabbos, the Simcha Shabbos, and this is not considered enough of a Sudas Mitzvah. Even if you want to say it's a Sudas Mitzvah, that it should be Docha, the covered Shabbos that you would lose out on by having a big Suda on Erev Shabbos. The fact that you may have some foods out and some nice things out there, mirkachas, various types of delicacies out there when you make a tanoim, so that also is not called a suda. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud writes, covered Shabbos. That's the reason that the Mechaber gave us over here, that one should not shter the covered Shabbos by having a big suda on Friday afternoon. However, he brings down another reason. There are those that bring down the reason, because you're so busy preparing for this Friday afternoon suda that you won't have time to prepare for Shabbos as well. And he brings this down in the name of the Magen Avraham, in the name of the Rabbeinu Tam. The issue footnote number 9 brings down there's a huge nafkamina between these two reasons, whether it's a lack of covered Shabbos because you won't be hungry to eat on Shabbos or you won't have time to prepare for Shabbos. So the nafkamina is brought down in Tosus and Shabbos, and also by the Kaf HaChaim, Kishiyesh Mishi Yochin is Sercha Shabbos. Somebody else is going to take care of all your needs for Shabbos. So Shabbos Zelo Shayachas Atam Shashem Ol Yisaskim Sercha Shabbos. You hired somebody else to cater your Shabbos meals for you. So you don't have to worry that you're going to miss out on having the meals prepared for Shabbos. That's all taken care of. According to that reason, this wouldn't be a problem. But if it's the fact that you're not going to be hungry to eat on Shabbos, so that's a problem. So therefore, the nafkamina would be whether it's the first or the second reason in terms of somebody else could prepare your suda for you. Mr. Bursiv Kanyad Aleph writes, Sha'av sha'ochlo b'boker. We said that you're not even allowed to have a meal even in the morning. Kol ha'yom echlal le'isser. So he says, if you're having a meal in the morning, k'even shumar b'besudoso, shalo k'rigiluso. If you have a huge meal even in the morning, shuv lo yochal b'layla l'teyavon. You won't have the same zeal and desire to eat a big meal at Friday night if you have a big meal in the morning. Dishah foot number 10 brings down that there's a bir halacha in Simon Tuf Mim Dalet that brings an additional reason that if you start having a big meal in the morning, it may stretch into the evening, and that will therefore, shuv lo ye tov lecho, you won't be hungry to eat Friday night, not because you had breakfast a big meal, but because the breakfast stretched into lunch and stretched into an afternoon meal that is now going to leave you not at all hungry for Friday night meal. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, usuda shezmana be'er Shabbos. That which we said you shouldn't have a big suda on Erev Shabbos. He says, however, if there is a suda that you're obligated to have on Erev Shabbos, for example, Kigon Bris Mila, a person, Baruch Hashem, is born on a Friday, so next Friday, Be'ezus Hashem, everything should be well, that's when the Bris Mila is going to be. Or a Pidgin HaBen. Pidgin HaBen is going to come out on the 31st day, no matter what. After 30 days, you make the Pidgin HaBen. If that turns out to be a Friday, you're mechuyev to make it at that point in time. So in these situations, there are more points out. Mutter, of course, you can have a big suda for the Bris Mila or the Pidgin HaBen. Ramah says, this is obvious to me, and this is in fact the minog of Klal Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud Beis writes, Bris Milah, Afilu im Eino Bishmini Lelidoso. So in the case that I gave you, of course, that the child's born on Friday, and then Be'ezus Hashem, everybody's healthy, the Bris is the following Friday, of course you make the Bris then. But what happens if it was a Nidcha, and you weren't able to make the Bris in the proper time, the baby Nebuch was sick, and now Baruch Hashem, the baby is better, and you're going to make the Bris Milah. So if the first opportunity that you have to make the Bris Milah is on a Friday, Kigon, for example, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shoyachol Bishmini Venidches, the baby was sick, and the Bris Milah was pushed off, and now Mikol Mokol Mikrei Zman HaKavua. Now Friday is the day. Either if the child had such a sickness that you have to wait 8 days, but the child was declared better on Friday, so the following Friday will be 8 days later. Or Baruch Hashem, the child didn't have a sickness that was over his entire body, and the doctors now say, yes, you're capable of doing a Bris Milah, and it's Friday, so you do the Bris Milah right then and there on Friday. They call Shaita V'Shaita Zmanihu, because a Bris Milah, you have to do it immediately. Even if it's not the eighth day, once you're able to do it, then the chiyuv to do the Bris Milah is as soon as possible. The also laniyachol orel afilu yom echad. You're technically not allowed to leave this child without having his Bris Milah even for 1 day. As soon as the Bris can be done, again, it depends whether it was a choli shevachol gufo or whether it was a smaller level of sickness that you can do the Bris right away or you have to wait 8 days. Whatever the din is, that you have to either wait or not wait, when as soon as the Bris is supposed to come, that's when you should do it. Likewise, he brings down the chayin pidgin haben. He says the same thing applies for a pidgin haben. Afilu avos mano, even if it wasn't done on the 31st day, and now it's the 50th day, 2 years later, whatever it is. Mikol makum kivin shemin hadin afilu achar shloshim yom kol shaita v'shaita ram yochiyuva aleilifto. So since there is an obligation to redeem this firstborn child as soon as you can after the day that you're supposed to, if you didn't do it on the day that you're supposed to, so also mimela mutalasus gam kain hasuda. So you can make the suda if you're doing the pidgin haben. If you're doing the Bris Milah, then you certainly are allowed to make the suda then as well. He brings that from the Ishavut number 11, that the Shaar HaTzion in Sivkot and Tezayin says, lo kidas ha-mogin Avram. This is not like the opinion of the Mogin Avram. Shekosuk shepidgin ha-ben sh'avar zmano also lasos of Erev Shabbos. He disagrees and says you shouldn't do the pidgin ha-ben on Erev Shabbos. However, the opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down says, not like the Mogin Avram, that you are allowed to do so. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yud-Gimel says it is permissible to make this Suda of Pidgin HaBen and Bris Milah on a Friday if that's when it falls out. Dehi gam kein Suda Smitzvah, because the Bris Milah Suda and the Pidgin HaBen Suda are both Suda Smitzvah, the Ein L'Tchosim Ibnei Suda Shabbos, and therefore you don't have to push them aside in order that you should be able to eat the Suda Shabbos B'tei Avon, or make sure that you'll have time to have the Suda Shabbos prepared for. No, these Sudas of the Bris Milah, the Pidgin HaBen, also have a priority because they're mitzvos themselves. The Yeshuvah number 12 brings down that the Shari Tshuva in Simon Tov Kuf Nun Aleph points out that we see from here that even a Bris Milah Shlo Bizmana is considered a Sudas Mitzvah. And not like the Shelos of Tshuva's or Nelam writes, Shesudas Bris Milah Shlo Bizmana Ein Lo Shorish V'Ikar B'Shas. He says that doesn't have a halachic basis to it. He disagrees. He then adds, what about a Sudas Bar Mitzvah? If the Nair is Nasa Bar Mitzvah Bo Bayom on Yom HaShishi, if the actual Bar Mitzvah boy turning Bar Mitzvah is on a Friday, so the Arach HaShulchan brings down, as well the Ktos HaShulchan brings down, Shemutah L'Kovah B'Erev Shabbos. They can have their Bar Mitzvah Suda on Friday. Not a problem. However, Nissan Karo L'Shlita brings down, Sheish Lasso Suda Zubalel Shishi. It'd be preferable to make it what we call Thursday night, which is Friday in Halacha. The Torah's Chaim brings down, She'odiv Lasoso B'Shabbos. Alternatively, he says, it's preferable to do it on Shabbos. Based upon what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Reish Chav Hey, in the name of the Marshal, Shema Nair Bar Mitzvah Dorish B'Divrei Torah B'Shas HaSuda Nechsheva Suda Zu Kesudas Mitzvah Afilum Eino Nasas Bo Bayom. So since you can still have, quote, the Sudas Bar Mitzvah, if the boy is going to say a Pshetel, he's going to learn some Torah, so do it on Shabbos rather than on Friday, because you'll get the same Sudas Mitzvah from it on Shabbos, even though it's not Bo Bayom. Then he asks, what about a Sudas Cholamoid? So the Eshel of Rami Bachach brings down Shemutah La'asos B'Erev Shabbos or B'Erev Yontif. That's also allowed to be done on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif. So it's not a problem. It's not going to shter your Suda Shabbos. And the Chazon Ish specifically was knowing like this, to have a Suda with bread Af li'achas man mincha gedol, even Friday afternoon or Erev Yontif afternoon. Af l'pi shebishar avi shabosos yom tovim lo ya'ochom is man mincha gedol v'hol el aperos. Even though on a normal Friday afternoon, he would not have a meal like that after mincha gedol. Rav Nissan Karlich Shlita brings down, if you can have this type of a suda at Shachar's time, all the better. What about Rosh Chodesh? So the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Siman Tov Yud Tes, Shemitzvah L'Harbos Bo B'Suda. A person should try to have an extra special meal on Rosh Chodesh, if at all possible. So he brings down from the Torah's Chaim, Shem Chol B'Erev Shabbos, Mutar La'asos Es HaSuda Af B'Erev Shabbos. So if Rosh Chodesh comes out on a Friday, you can have the Suda's Rosh Chodesh, even though it's Erev Shabbos, because that's its time. No different than the Suda's Bris Milah or Pidgin HaBen. And this is also the opinion of the Eshel of Rami Bachach. However, the Aruch HaShulchan seems to suggest, Imchol Rosh Chodesh B'Erev Shabbos, and Likbo B'Suda. Don't make a special Suda Friday afternoon. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Yud Gimel, and he writes, Mikol Makom L'Chadchila Mitzvah L'Hakdim B'Shachos Rishum Kvod Shabbos. If at all possible, when you have this choice of making the Suda Friday afternoon versus Friday morning, so make it Friday morning. Ukmo Shemvur B'Simen Tafrish Sadi Hei, as the Shulchan Aruch says over there in Sif Beis, in regards to leaning Sudas Purim, Ayin Sham. And it tells us over there that if it's all preferable when Purim comes out on a Friday, you always have the Suda Friday morning rather than Friday afternoon. The issue foot number 13 brings down that the Ramah over there writes, Imchol Purim B'Erev Shabbos Yesh La'asos HaSuda B'Shachris, as I just pointed out, because this is before Chatzos, and that's okay. But he says, if it goes a little bit after Chatzos, it's okay as well, as long as you're Mutul HaSchel as HaSuda's Purim B'Erev Shabbos Kodim Teisha Shos. It brings down from the Shelos Shuvas Maria that you can even begin your Suda up to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 9 hours in our classical day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So until 3 p.m., you can even begin your Suda. You don't have to absolutely do it in the morning, although the minhag is specifically to do it in the morning. Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, if you weren't able to do it in the morning, and this is one of these situations where it is a Sudas Mitzvah, you can make your Suda in the afternoon, even after it's Mincha time already. Mechaber continues and writes, "V'lecho v'lishtos b'likvi asuda, to go and eat or drink without having a formal suda, afilu suda shiraga b'b'chol, even if it's a type of eating that you would normally have on a weekday, kol hayom mutar l'haskel min adin. You can have such a suda all day long. Avo mitzvah li'mona milikpo asuda shenog b'b'chol mishteisha shos l'mala, but it would be preferable not to establish any sort of a meal, even if you normally have this on a weekday, from 9 hours and upwards, again, on our idealized day, after 3 p.m., to start a Suda, even if it's a type of a Suda, a relatively small Suda that you'd have on a regular weekday. Mitzvah Shem, we have a couple of Mishnah Berurahs here. We'll pick them up tomorrow. That will conclude today's shiur.